Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yale University's endowment has reportedly started investing in crypto. Good evening. I'm Mark Hochstein, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Friday, October 5th, 2018. On today's show, a startup called Celsius pays customers to use its wallet. The SEC asks for more comments on a rejected Bitcoin ETF proposal. A mining firm bets big that Ethereum's hard fork won't happen. And a reminder that cheaters never prosper. But first, Yale appears to be investing in an unnamed crypto firm from its massive endowment, Bloomberg News reports, citing an anonymous source. The university boasts the second largest endowment fund in the world following Harvard and is known for making unconventional investments. Though not much is known about the crypto firm that allegedly received the money, it is reportedly led by a formidable group of Coinbase co-founder Fred Ersham, a former partner at Sequoia Capital, Matt Huang, and Charles Noyes, who previously worked at Pantera Capital. Later on, CNBC reported that the endowment had also invested in Andreessen Horowitz's $300 million crypto fund. Reports suggest that Yale University's chief investment officer has taken stakes in two well-known cryptocurrency funds. If this is true, a new investor like Yale is big news for the crypto industry. Crypto lending startup Celsius pays thousands of users interest for depositing Bitcoin and Ether in its wallet. The company is led by Alex Mashinsky, who's best known as a pioneer of voice over internet protocol, and it can afford to pay users interest by redistributing income from the lending side of its business. This business model somewhat resembles that of a traditional bank, except I should note there's no federal deposit insurance here. But Chief Operating Officer Daniel Leon argues that Celsius could attract new users away from the legacy banks by consistently offering better returns on the deposits and cheaper loans without credit checks. Notably, this company also secured a deal to manage the United Nations Fifth Element crypto deposits, which are to be used in the UN's sustainability initiatives. The world's second largest cryptocurrency by market cap, Ethereum, is supposed to shift to proof of stake through an upcoming upgrade known as Casper. But the idea is unpopular with the companies that make mining chips, known as ASICs for Ether. One of them, a Chinese manufacturer known as Lindsay, is betting big that Casper actually is not going to happen. Lindsay spent $4 million to design the fastest ASIC for Ethereum. Chen Min, CEO and founder of Lindsay, expressed skepticism about the value of a switch to proof-of-stake consensus. She also claimed that some unnamed mining farms are advocating a hard fork and a new proposed algorithm called ProgPow. This algorithm would increase the productivity of graphic cards in mining, rendering ASICs useless. Christy Lee Minahan, a leading developer behind ProgPow, responded to the allegations saying, quote, "Large-scale GPU farms don't really exist." If the anti-ASIC fork finally happens on Ethereum, Lindsay will start producing ASICs for Ethereum Classic, Chen Min said.
Them's fighting words.
The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is asking for further comment on nine proposals for Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, which are currently under review after initially being rejected. The SEC had rejected the proposals, highlighting issues with the underlying Bitcoin futures market and the risk that the actual spot Bitcoin market is subject to manipulation. A day after it rejected the 9 proposals, the agency said its leadership would review the decision. And in new filings published Thursday, the SEC asked for public comment on all 9 proposals. Finally, a supposed cheat for the massively popular video game Fortnite turns out to be malware designed to steal Bitcoin wallet login details. That's according to Malwarebytes Labs, which reported finding the malicious program on October 2nd. An investigation by the California-based cybersecurity firm followed a trail from one of many dubious videos posted on YouTube that led to a little slice of data theft malware disguised as a cheat tool. The YouTube account propagating the file through a URL in the description has over 700 subscribers, while the video had been viewed over 2,200 times. Once clicked, the link takes the visitor, i.e. the potential victim, to a page asking them to subscribe to the YouTube account, after which they are allowed to download the fake tool. It just shows you there's no real reward for cutting corners, folks. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. If you're enjoying the show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Coindesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation. Have a great weekend.